All right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online, ratpacksports.com. We're into the second segment of the show. We're going to have Nicholas Lane calling in here in a little bit to talk some NBA trades and rumors around the league. And then we're going to just continue on. So, that is what we're going to do. Again, Boss Hog is doing play-by-play for football tonight. And William Graves is out for the night. So, he's probably working. My guy works some long hours. And he was going to be on, but he said, then he texted back and said that he is out. So, yeah, so anytime, you know, once Nicholas Lane gets done doing what he's doing, he could be in on at any time. But William is out, and yeah. So it's just me for now, and it'd be William Graves, Nicholas Lane, when he gets on. So he should be on in about 10 minutes. So we're going to keep going because, like I said, we didn't have any we won't have him on for NBA, so we're going to get into a little bit of NBA coaching searches here. NFL coaching searches here until we go, obviously, to NBA. So real quick, and we also have AEW on the line here. And we'll talk a little bit of Super Bowl as well, because I think this matchup is being overlooked a little bit. Cincinnati has kind of come out of nowhere, but I feel like they've earned the right to be here. They've went through some tough opponents on the way. Nobody figured that they would be here. I haven't watched the Bengals game, but I like Joe Burrow as one of the best young quarterbacks in this league. I think he has that it factor that we all look for, that you see in guys like Peyton Manning. You see guys like Joe Montana. You see in guys like Tom Brady. You see in guys like Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, the great quarterbacks that we've seen, come through the league. It's that it factor. The moment is never too big, and there's nothing you can really do to rattle the quarterback. He's just going to continue to go out there, keep making plays, right? Ja'Marr Chase is unstoppable. And I know they got Jalen Ramsey on the other side, but Jalen Ramsey cannot guard Ja'Marr Chase. He cannot guard Ja'Marr Chase because Ja'Marr Chase is faster, he's quicker, and he's a precise route runner, and the dude has hands. You just can't do that. You just can't cover this dude. And he's proved he's proved throughout the years, at least this season, that you can't cover him. So, and the Bengals defense has been great all year, and the offense has just complemented the defense. And, you know, they can hit you with the 1-2 punch. They got, you know, they got a good running back that they can hand the ball off to. And with the way the passing game going with Chase, I think Higgins, and it's another guy. You know, they have all the pieces in place. And I wasn't shocked that they would go into Kansas City and beat Kansas City. I didn't have Kansas City getting to the Super Bowl. So, I actually like Buffalo this year. But, you know, they lost to Kansas City. And I think I might have picked Kansas City. But I also turned around and said, I'm rooting for Cincinnati. You know, they're a young team. So I figured with them being a young team that maybe this year is too early for the Bengals. But they showed everybody that they might be young. They have, you know, their head coach is like 34. He's very young. And, you know, they just have a young group. They got the job done. They went into Kansas City and beat them when nobody gave them a chance. You know, there's been a few times in my years since I've started doing oh my gosh, since I started doing podcasts, man, this man is getting wow. Are you powerbomb a man through some metal steps? Man, you all right? He looking like he hurting, bro. Oh, he probably can't feel his head. He knocked his head up on the steel post in the ring. He's probably bleeding for real. I think that is real blood. I think he's bleeding for real. When I watch wrestling, I can kind of tell when the blood is fake and when the blood is real. Because you usually, when the blood is real, you know, it's a dark and heavy, you know, color. And when it's fake, usually when the blood is fake, over time, the blood will kind of get turned this like pinkish color. But when it's real, normally it's nonstop, and it's dark. You know, obviously we all know what real blood looks like. So, but you can kind of tell what's really. So, but it's still entertaining. To say that, you know, it's still entertaining to me, but yeah. So we got AEW on the line here, on the TV. So I am watching the match, and I got sidetracked a little bit. So back to my Cincinnati. I figured, you know, Cincinnati Bengals I was rooting for them heavy. I was rooting for heavy. Everybody know I was. I told everybody I was. And a couple times, what I was going to say before I got sidetracked. Usually, there's been a couple events in the sports world, right? And since we've been on the air, you know, I've done some predictions in the sports world. And there's been some massive there's been some massive outcomes or results in some major matches. Well, what's funny is, if I was a gambler, like I don't gamble on sports. You know, I do fantasy football with some friends, and that's about it as far as my sports gambling is. I might do some DraftKings stuff, you know, but that's it. I don't do the major stuff. I don't, you know, do the pools, and I don't do the parlays and the weekly, you know, I don't do that stuff. But had I been, you know, like a gambler and somebody that was really into that stuff, man, I fully believe I would have cashed in big time on some upsets. If I was a betting man, I would have took the Bengals last week. Now, in my heart, I was like, yeah, you know, I think Kansas City will win the game, but I'm gonna just go ahead and root for the Bengals. But if I was a betting man, I would have took the Bengals. I would have took the Bengals because I just like, you know, what the Bengals were doing. I was a little surprised early in the game, you know, that Kansas City had a big, you know, I think it was 14-point lead. But I would have cashed in on that. Another one I would have really cashed in on, and I'm going to see if I could go back and find the tape, was the Ronda Rousey fight against Holly Holmes. Chester was still on the air with us then, so we talked a lot of UFC because that's one of his specialties. He did a lot of grappling and jiu-jitsu training and stuff like that. So we used to talk a lot of UFC when he was on the air. And leading up to that fight, we was talking about that fight. And I told him that I think Holly Holm is going to knock Ronda Rousey out. He even said it. We were both saying it because the matchups weren't there. You know, Ronda Rousey she's judo. That's all grappling. Judo doesn't involve a whole lot of striking. You know, that's not the main purpose of judo. It's more of a disciplined form of wrestling. So, Holly Holmes, on the other hand, she had a kickboxer background, striking. And she also was a boxer. So, the things that, you know, Rousey didn't fare well was Holly Holmes' strong suit, kickboxing. That's not a good matchup for Ronda Rousey. Even though everybody was saying Ronda Rousey was going to, you know, win, they weren't thinking about the matchup. You know, I'm going to use this example, but it's quite not the example. But if I got a judo fighter and then I got a kickboxer striker, with a wrestling background. I mean, not a wrestling background, but a boxing background. The number one thing as a kickboxer / boxer is striking. You want to keep that person at a distance so they don't get a chance to wrap you up. Because if they get a chance to wrap you up and you don't have a good ground game, you're done. And Ronda Rousey, she wasn't a good striker. She hadn't knocked anybody out with her striking. She was just, you know, tapping. submission. Sure enough, you know, second round. I think it was the second round, second or third round. They're in the ring, and KO. Caught her with a kick. Game over. You know, Holly Holmes wins the fight. Me, I'm going crazy in here. I wanted to say my wife was watching it with me because I was I just kept saying, I told you. Not to her, but just kind of like to myself, because I was telling everybody that, you know, Rousey was going to get, she was going to get knocked out. It's just a bad matchup. But then you turn around and you know, you do the same exact thing. Those predictions were spot on. So, you know, with that, it's just like, man, if I was a betting person, I'd be set right now. Because I would have rolled on that. You know, that's just, you know, how I was looking at it. So when the results happened, I was just like, man, I told you. But that is my prediction. And I think Cincinnati is going to shock some people. All right, so, yes. Oh, hold on now. All right, so, yeah, so that's, you know, that's my deal with the Super Bowl or matchup between, you know, Bengals and the Rams. And then we got some more news. NFL. All right, so we're going to move on real quick and get into some coaching news here with the league. So apparently looking NFL coaches. So let's start there. We had quite a bit of openings. I hope each individual right. So here we are. Hour two, right? And I'm getting into some NFL. One thing that I do like that happened was the Houston Texans. Houston Texans have Yep, so that is what I think. And where was I at? Oh, and Houston Texans. First, I want to send out a huge props to the Houston Texans because nobody knew what they were doing, and it was all speculation. But at the same time, All right, so let me hold up. All right. Uh-oh. But I do like what the Texans has done. They decided, you know what, we want to go with a more experienced head coach and somebody that's been successful in this league before and somebody that is a proven leader and a guy who could definitely, you know, you could definitely get behind. Right, so yeah, so that is what you know, that is what we're looking at here. So how much time do we have? Let me see. Like I said, we should have Nicholas Lane here calling in a bit to give us some NBA and chat it up. So we'll be there. But the Texans, you know, they brought back Lovie, and I think that's a great move. I don't know the reason behind it. You know, I've been speculating myself on this tip. Is he, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah. All right, so this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to continue this show here on the Rat Pack Sports Show. We will be back. Hopefully, when we get back on, we'll have Nicholas Lane with us. All right? So we'll be back. You're nice. Sports show. We are back. We are live. Rat Pack Radio WRPR. Also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're online at RatPackSports.com and also on Twitter, Rat Pack Sports, and also Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show Group and like page. So before the break, was getting into some NFL and the coaching searches. And one thing I want to say on that was Houston Texans for bringing in Lovie Smith as the head coach of the Houston Texans. And me being a Bucs fan, obviously, Lovie Smith go way back. You know, way, and I mean, he was here, I think the year we won the Super Bowl, I think. It could have been 2000, but I think the year we won the Super Bowl, 2001 season, was actually Lovie Smith's first season on the staff with the Buccaneers. And maybe if it wasn't the first season, it was the second season. He hadn't been there that long. Tony Dungy went out, found him on the college ranks, brought him in, and the rest is history. Lovie Smith has a great history of coaching. His resume speaks for itself. And, you know, he worked the miracle by getting to the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman as his quarterback. He didn't really have a star receiver. You know, he was a defensive. You know, obviously being a defensive coordinator, your team is going to have that hard-nosed defensive mentality. And, you know, he was able to bring in guys like, you know, Brian Urlacher. And I know I'm missing some other guys, but he was able to bring in, you know, players like that to, you know, change the fortunes of his team. You know, Urlacher, Lance Briggs. I'm trying to remember. Julius Peppers was, I'm not sure. I think Julius Peppers was on the Chicago team, was he? So, yeah, so I think, where was I? Lovie. I think, you know, them bringing him in was a good move. He was on the staff as a defensive coordinator. I didn't even realize that part, that he was on the staff as the defensive coordinator for the Texans. But there was a few other coaches, you know, in the running. Rumors were, I don't know how true they were, but rumors were that they were very interested in Flores, and he was part of that final, you know, head count of coaches to get the job. And, you know, he just felt like, you know, they did the best thing they could with the coaching staff, and they needed somebody that I was going to be the label of hard work and, you know, bringing, you know, other guys in. So I think, you know, Lovie Smith was a great, great hire. Now they just got to let him do his work. And part of the reason why, you know, Leftwich didn't get, was it Leftwich? Yeah. So part of the reason why he didn't get the job was because, you know, you got a guy like Lovie Smith there. You're not going to beat out Lovie. Sorry. He's just not. You know, the guy has too good of a resume. And I know there's a lot of, you know, Bucs fans that are like, you know, laughing and saying, oh, Lovie Smith's a joke. But you don't get that kind of reputation around the league unless it's well-deserved or and around your organization. So, right, so, we're gonna go. So Texans brought in Lovie, you know, and it did satisfy the you know, Rooney Rule, which I keep saying and I continue to keep saying. I think the Rooney Rule has been taken advantage of, and teams are not using it. So, you know, with that being said, you know, teams are out there interviewing coaches just to satisfy the Rooney Rule. So, you know, you can't be mad at these coaches for, you know, throwing a bone at a guy who's literally done nothing from my standpoint. So that is where we're at right now. But I told you guys earlier we were going to have some NBA talk, and I told you guys that we were going to have Nicholas Lane on with us. So we have him on with us now, and we're going to talk a little bit of NBA and, you know, get the wheels spinning a little bit because there's a lot going on. So what's going on, brother?
Happy trade deadline Eve day to you, Derek.
Oh, yeah. You know, I seen you posting away in the group chat. I say, you know, only time he's this active is, you know, in the chat. It's doing, you know, around this time. When it comes to trade deadlines and stuff like that, because you know, it's been a constant fight for each team. So, what is your thoughts, man, on the trade deadline, brother? I know there's a lot going on.
There was big trades yesterday, a couple minor deals today. To catch up the listeners that are pretty minor deals, you know, Thunder sent a 2026 second round pick to the Miami Heat for power forward KZ Akpala. And also there's some complications there too, where the Heat were had some protections on 2023 or 2025's first round pick with the Thunder.
Yeah.
And they negotiated those protections off so the Heat can trade their pick in 2023 or 2024. And the Thunder will get a top 14 protected pick in 2025. And if they don't get that conveyed, it will become unprotected in 2026. So they cleaned up some protections on a future Miami pick with this trade on top of you know, the second round pick exchange for KZ Akpala. So, you know, that's kind of technical nerd jargon, I guess, with the NBA, but when it came to protections and which year the Heat were able to trade their pick or not, the Thunder kind of helped that out by saying, hey, you know, you guys are still going to be good earlier in this timeline, so let's push it back a couple years when, you know, the Thunder are going to think that the Heat are going to be rebuilding by then or not very good, because obviously Jimmy Butler will probably be out of the league in 5 years and in 4 years or close to it. You know, he might be in the Russell Westbrook situation, what's going on there with the Lakers at the moment. But you know, down the road, the Heat will be a much different team, just like the Thunder will be a much different team, but they just